is episode 395 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of December 14th through December 20th, 2024. What to do this week? International Call for Action Days, December 30th and January 1st, from Act for Freedom Now, in memory of Kyriakos X and in solidarity with the persecuted of the Ampelikopoi case. A brief explanation of the case that five people are being held for in Greece and how they are being treated in prison, including having their families harassed and being lied about in the media. Also, the influence of German cops in Greece. Quote, many years now, we see German cops taking lead roles on Greek territories, aiming to attempt and spread fear, as well as attempting to prevent comrades from getting connected and creating international bonds and networks. They observe comrades, bug cars, execute raids, train Greek cops, and of course, they share information with their Greek counterparts, unquote. This highlights the international components of both the development of police forces as international in scope, and whatever resistance.
Assassination as an anarchist tactic, from MontrealCounterInfo.org. A thoughtful, personal, questioning response to Luigi's action, pondering among other things why this doesn't happen more often, but also how anarchists have gotten so separated from this particular tactic. Quote, and at the same time, what the fuck, world? We've been shown that the legal system is a joke. We know laws are made for the most powerful. We know that politicians don't care about systemic change, but rather they are more invested in the maintenance of capital and state order, albeit with different takes depending on the political party. We know demonstrations alone won't work. We know breaking windows or setting an executive's car on fire isn't enough to deter or intimidate. So what is one left with to do? What is left to be done so that when one says, no, this will not happen any longer, and acts accordingly, it happens no longer? Unquote. I really appreciate this kind of piece, personal and also challenging. I hope we get more of this kind of response, and a lot less of the assassinations don't make a movement bullshit. That was assassination as an anarchist tactic.
11 years after the death of Comrade Sebastian Oversluge, from Abolition Media, translated from lapeste.org. Remembering an anarchist killed while robbing a bank 11 years ago. Quote, 11 years have passed since his departure, and from our present of struggle, we remember the comrade, distancing ourselves from memory as a mere act of remembering, but rather connecting with Palau angry in the current validity of expropriation as a form of struggle against the capitalist system. Historically, the action of expropriating the capital of the powerful has meant a means by which the exploited have recovered autonomy, throwing themselves into freedom to move towards an individual and collective existence outside the logics of wage exploitation. Unquote. 'Tis the season to rob from the rich, right?
Communique for Nikos Romanos, Sadiq, and all victims killed by police. From Anon. A quick communique about arson of a police post in Bandung, West Java, signed by Free Association of Autonomous Fire. Another awesome name.
Philadelphia, home of Ghost Robotics CEO, flooded. From phillyanticap.noblogs.org, Ghost Robotics supplies robot dogs used in Palestine and on the Mexico/U.S. border. I guess I didn't have to say slash, huh? Anyway, the CEO is trying to sell an empty house that was flooded and tagged on November 28th. Quote, let us each be a small drop in a liberating flood that drowns all authority, unquote. Metaphors!
Plastic in Utero, number 4, is out. From Artemis Graham Thoreau. The theme of this issue is strategy and tactics, so that will continue people's confusion about which is which. While discussions about S&T are usually a good idea, and I haven't seen the contents of this issue yet since it's not online, I have to question the choice of a piece from CrimeThink as the place to start such a conversation, at least for anarchists. CrimeThink at this point is too easy of a target, as far as I can tell, and there has been better and more provocative writing on S&T by Aragorn. Hopefully linked in the comments by Anon, although too late, obviously. That said, it's impressive that Artemis is doing so much through Uncivilized, and that they seem so open to feedback, and big ass thumbs up to that.
San Antonio Anarchist Book Fair report back from Anon, a brief and adorable report back on what sounds like an excellently punk anarchist book fair. Quote, pleasantly surprised by someone coming to my feral distro table and asking for all my stuff on egoism and individualism. Got him like 5 books. Made a friend at the after party at a bar where there was a discussion trashing various subcultures we were all in and anarchy-related talk. Unquote. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So what the hell is post-left anarchism anyway? From Counterpunch by Nikki Reed. An author on the website Attack the System branches out to mainstream Counterpunch and explosions don't happen on A-News. News at 11. Or whenever you're listening to this, I guess. Anyway, Reed writes such excellent nonsense as post-leftists are the real leftists, and that's what we should all be. Anyone who misses the not anarchist tag for this post, I can only suggest you check closer next time.
2025 Balkan Anarchist Book Fair, Thessaloniki, May 15th through the 18th. From Balkan Anarchist Book Fair 2025 at bab2025.sbivblogs.org. A call for participation for this book fair next year. There's a list of topics that apparently already have people bottom lining them, a proposal for a talk on libertarian or self-education, and more proposals may be incoming. Quote, also, in addition to the common topics, there will be presentations, workshops, concerts, exhibitions, screenings, sports meetings and exercises, and an anti-capitalist, anti-state, internationalist, anti-war march. Unquote. Good excuse to go to Thessaloniki if you're into that sort of thing. That was Balkan Anarchist Book Fair.
The fuck is a sports meeting? I would prefer revolutionary internationalism. I had to say that, and not my real voice. From LibCom by Bill Beach. This is probably a thoughtful and worked-out rebuttal to some of Wayne's most egregious misreads and or bad takes. Or maybe it's two old men yelling at each other. Could be both. Quote, because he doesn't dare touch the facts. Price quarrels with points I haven't made, such as Ukraine being a hotbed of anti-Semitism, that I subscribe to a Russian view that Ukraine has no right to exist, or that the lesser evil in this conflict would be to support Russian imperialism against NATO. None of them are positions I hold, so there is no need to defend them. What Price doesn't and cannot engage with are the points I do make about the origins and causes of the war, but the nature and course of it, its ongoing realities. Unquote. Yep, sounds like Wayne to me.
Separation Perfected, Domination and Alienation in Stirner and DeBoard, from Counterpunch by David D'Amato. A long piece from a weird source, two things from Counterpunch this week? Well, this is the one to read for sure. D'Amato does a really good job of explaining Stirner and DeBoer, their take on anarchists, or at least a particular kind of anarchist, and their relevance to anarchists in general. Quote, Stirner has no interest in anarchism as a totalizing, closed system, with boundaries that are policed piously by a group with special access to a body of religious knowledge. His work implies a mode of political practice that much more honestly confronts the temporariness, locality, and contingency of social relations, as well as their predicates, individuals' own self-constructions. If revolution contemplates changed conditions, prescribed and shepherded by those who know the straight and narrow path to a free and just society, insurrection is the individual's refusal to be a subject, the conscious reappropriation of autonomy against our own attachments to power. Unquote. Someone wanted to know more about post-leftist thought? Start here. Mm-hmm.
Scotland, Clydesdale Anarchist Zine 2 plus Radical Book Fair Report Back. From Clydesdale, I said Clydesdale the first time too, and didn't notice.
I didn't notice because Clydes seemed like it should be Clydesdale.
Yeah.
We suck.
Scotland, Clydeside Anarchist Zine 2 and...
yeah, it's gone. The flow, it was there, and then
Clydeside.
It goes poof.
Clydeside. Scotland, Clydeside Anarchist Zine 2 plus Radical Book Fair Report Back. From Clydeside Anarchist Noise at noisenoisenoise.blackblogs.org. My favorite new website name for this month. Very brief and posy notes about having gone to a book fair and having a good time. Also announcing the second edition of the Clydesdale Anarchist
Zine. See, I wrote Clydesdale. Okay, no, read it right.
Also announcing the second edition of the Clydeside Anarchist Zine. Download link provided. Looks to have quite a range of topics, including a piece titled There is Romance and a Pair of Wire Cutters. So yeah, might want to check that out.
Hungary, first international anarchist fireplace film and video festival. From the Facebook page
Does that mean all the films about fireplaces?
From the Facebook page of Debozi 21. Brief and logistics heavy notice about this event. Has a Gmail address to send films, but the deadline has passed. Someone tell us what a fireplace festival is? Or hoard your information, whatever.
Athens, Greece. Anarchists smash gentrification in the name of Kyriakos X. From Act for Freedom Now. A communique about breaking storefronts in the rapidly gentrifying Exarchia Square. Quote, against this condition that they are trying to impose on us, we keep our political projects alive and unchanged and confirm the prospects of substantial comradeship. Recently, Exarchia was characterized by a regime of apathy that broke on December 6th, when widespread clashes took place and slogans were shouted for our fallen comrade Kyriakos X, unquote. But yeah, smash those doors! Fuck!
About the Syrian Revolution by Lebanese writer and anarchist Elia Ayoub from Anon. A statement from a questionable anarchist about the situation in Syria and how the left as well as actual countries have failed Syrians. This piece also compares the situation in Syria to the one in Lebanon. It's short and very readable. No info on how reliable Ayoub is as a commentator, but this is how we start to learn.
On hiatus, a statement from the editors, from It's Going Down, and yes, that name is now a joke, all by itself. But anyway, I'm personally not stoked that this project is taking a break and might be done, though they will continue to post stories on social media like Blue Sky. I want there to be lots of anarchist projects, including ones that I really disagree with. But IGD, which started because the mods didn't like A-News, a completely valid reason, immediately moved into sectarian bullshit that they have maintained up to, and probably past, this announcement, in which they list other sources of news, some of them not even anarchist, and don't mention anarchist news. Whatever. They started their own news site and didn't even have blackjack or hookers. Too bad for them. It's pooping poop. Fucking yeah, episode 300, y'all, go back and listen.
Reflections on IGD Mexico, Anarchist Media, and International Solidarity from It's Going Down, a piece on how hard and complicated it is to report on things internationally because of, you know, context and shit. I mean, that's not wrong, just brain-dead obvious, and oddly placed here on the week IGD says they're taking a break. Makes you wonder what's going on in those tantalizing behind-the-scenes spaces. Well, I wondered for about 60 seconds. Moving on now.
60 seconds? Juan Busquets Vergés, The Last Catalan Maquis. From MemoriaLibertaria.org, an anarchist who was imprisoned for 20 years by Francoists travels to Madrid to be heard and get recompense.
Recompense.
That's why I said it twice.
Okay, because saying the wrong way twice is
it was the second right time was me making fun of myself. It was a toned-down version of, like, recompense, okay.
No, you're right. Making fun of yourself does correct the issue. Good point.
Quote, I think I am the last one left alive from that generation of companions who are 7 or 8 years older than me. If there are any left, which I don't know, they must be more than 100 years old. Juan, who still has completely clear memories of events and anecdotes that he experienced decades ago when he was barely 18 or 20 years old, began to take direct action in France. He contacted anarchist groups and soon joined the guerrilla. Unquote. Well, surely none of us expect him to get anything from the state, and I find it somewhat quixotic that he's even trying. There are multiple roads to pointing out the falseness of the state. I hope he enjoys the one he's on.
Obituaries. Lucia Pinelli, 1928 to 2024, from Kate Sharpley Library. This includes 3 different death notices for this woman, the widow of Giuseppe Pino Pinelli, who was killed by Italian cops and was the inspiration for the play Accidental Death of an Anarchist. Lucia apparently worked hard to correct history's understanding of what happened to her husband. Wikipedia has a decent entry on him.
to Momodio, 1982 to 2024. From Red Antimilitarista de America Latina y el Caribe, a touching tribute to someone I wish I could have met. Quote, hateful but also loving too, a friend described him. We say this from the struggles, commitments, and projects we share, both as friends and comrades. Unquote. Hateful but loving too is the name of my next scene.
Audio and video, art as a vehicle for anarchist ideas, from ACAB 2024. From Final Straw Radio, 1 hour and 27 minutes. This is a recording from a presentation of the same name at the badly named ACAB Book Fair of 2024. Three artists talk very accessibly about their ideas, inspirations, and practices. The sound gets better pretty quickly in. Not a lot of theory here, or at least what I heard was simplistic enough to not be called theory at all. But practice can be its own kind of theory sometimes. Do not quote me on that unless I am there to explain myself. Plenty of topics are broached: gentrification, co-optation, anarchy as verb versus noun, challenging who counts as an artist and what is art. But they embrace art as an empowering thing, as opposed to rejecting it as something that has been unavoidably corrupted. One presenter explicitly says anarchist artists want to sell anarchy to the world, which seems like it could have used some pushback from someone. I'm a little concerned about the listing of what counts as anarchist symbols, but I guess if the feds haven't figured it out yet, we should assume they have anyway.
Announcing The Beautiful Idea, a new anarchist podcast. From It's Going Down, an hour, mission statement, quote, we're bringing you interviews and stories from the front lines of autonomous social movements and struggles, as well as original commentary and analysis, unquote. Starts out with gunshots.
Gunshots.
Bing, bing.
Front lines. Super front lines. So front. The frontest of the front. The frontest of the front lines.
And then a bunch of what is basically a set of headlines of how things are bad with no explicit or implicit connection to anarchists. Quotes from Gizmodo and Fox News for some reason. Anyway, organize, organize, organize.
This week's podcast of sound edited by Rosinante, The What's New is written by Chisel, read by Chisel, and...
The Orga Master!
Okay. We hope this podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists and the anarcho-curious.